Welcome to the Afterspin, opinions from thought leaders in our state. John Hood and Chris Fitzsimon. After 9 consecutive weeks of decline, North Carolina's initial unemployment claims have risen for 2 consecutive weeks. The unemployment rate for our state increased from 6.5% in August to 7.3% in September. What does that say about our economy, John?
Well, it doesn't mean that unemployment is actually growing. Let me be clear about this. More people are employed than before. Some of the reason why the unemployment rate went up rather than down is because people who had given up and had dropped out of the labor market came back in hoping to get a job and are counted as unemployed. But it is absolutely the case that North Carolina's employment track since the beginning of the COVID-19 recession is the worst in the South. We're down about 7.5% in jobs. No other state comes close to that. Of course, you can make an argument that that was a reasonable trade-off against COVID risk and so forth, but that's where we are right now. We're still struggling to recover, as is a number of other states. We just happen to be the worst off in the South.
Chris, what's your read on those numbers?
Yeah, I don't disagree with the analysis of or the beginning of John's answer. I did notice that it was last month the NC State Economic Indicator Index was positive for the next 6 months. I think, but the caution, of course, there is we don't know what's going to happen with COVID in the next 3 to 4 months in the winter months. I think a lot of that, two things are going to determine, I think, how we do. One is whether the pandemic gets worse around the country and in North Carolina, and what our leaders' response to it is, and how they balance safe public safety and health versus any not just opening restrictions, but assistance maybe from the state or the federal government. I do think there'll be another federal package, certainly not before the election, sometime this fall, depending on who controls the Senate, or early next year. So I think there's reasons to be very cautious. I think the theme you hear a lot of people say is as goes the pandemic, goes the economy. We have those things are so intimately or explicitly intertwined.
John, our good friend Mike Walden, whom we all listen to and follow, says the road might be a little bit bumpy, but he has a pretty bright forecast for North Carolina's economy in the future. Do you agree?
Yes. In the intermediate term, I think that's right. I think that we're still in for some rough sledding in the next few months.
All right. Well, thank you all for watching the Afterspin. We'll have more video all during the week on ncspin.com.